So, Chris, why did you decide to do some five-minute TV shows?
Well, I think it's a great project, and I think it's very neat to see the local and regional artists and performers and people get together and make this ongoing living work of art.
Okay, that's good. Could you please sing a song for us?
Absolutely. This song is called You Say It's All Right, and it's going to be on my upcoming CD, hopefully out the end of July. And here it goes. Love falls from these tired hands and tumbles onto the ground. Did you really think that with all this pain I'd ever stick around? Even though I bleed inside, you tell me things will get better. So it goes when we say it's all right, but we feel like it's all wrong. Baby, I know it's so hard to say goodbye, so easy to say so long. So it goes, baby, I know who I can always lie to the mirror. My time edges slowly by and I never get anywhere. And you said to me that when we're together, baby, I'm not really there. Well, you're hauling long ago, but you never knew it was gone. Baby, there's something wrong. So it goes when we say it's all right, but we feel like it's so wrong. Baby, I know it's so hard to say goodbye, so easy to say so long. So it goes, baby, I know I can always lie to the mirror. When your seasons change, life gets rearranged. Don't need a reason why. Yeah, it's time for me to fly. So it goes when we say it's alright, but we feel like it's all wrong. Baby, I know it's so hard to say goodbye, so easy to say so long. So it goes, baby, I know I can always lie to the mirror.
Wow, I like that song a lot.
Well, thank you.
Is that going to be on your new CD?
Yes, it is. It's going to be on the new CD, and we're still working on a title for it, but it should be out the end of July. So.
I want to buy it. Can they sell it through your website?
Yeah, actually, the website is chrissquire.com. It's spelled chrissquire.com. I do have an EP for sale. It's a 7-song EP called Interstates. It's for sale, and the new CD will be available as well.
Oh, that's good. And it should be done in about late July, probably?
Yeah, we're really working hard on it right now. In fact, I just had an all-night session last night on it. So, but we're having a lot of fun doing it, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
That song sounds like I could identify it with just a relationship that started real good that just turned sour.
Yeah, and I think we've all experienced that at one point or another. As much as we may try to hide it, you know, relationships can hurt sometimes, And you get to a point every once in a while in some relationships where you sort of
casually lie to each other and pretend it's okay, and when you really understand it, that things aren't going the way you want them to, and so time to move on. And hey, songwriters write about those kind of things, I guess. So
sort of reminds me that when things go sour, the relationships or something else, we sometimes kid ourselves and say, "Yeah, no, it's all right, it's fine."
Right. And I think everybody's fallen subject to that at one time. And it's about, you know, saying, "Hey, life's short. You know, move on and find love again."
Okay. Can you please play another song?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
This song is called "Get It Together," and it's a song about somebody who. In this case, it's kind of autobiographical, where I was going through some rough times and nothing was working right, and I finally decided to cut my losses, move on, and move to Buffalo, New York. I was originally from Newark, New Jersey, and things went great from there, so it was the right move. But sometimes you just sort of have to say, okay, that's it, time to move on and live your life. So here we go.
Okay.
Darkness crawls across this beat-up town. Restless boys get drunk in the bars. They get themselves kicked around. I don't think that it's gonna get them anywhere. People tell me play by the rules. Somehow I don't think that's fair. And the powers that be keep telling me I've got to act more like themselves. They were wishing they're more like me. Yeah. So I will take these broken pieces and put my life back together. All I wanna do is fly away. Yeah, yeah. Cause this, well, it ain't the place we read about in paperbacks. And all the saints are doing time these days. In these days. Monday comes and we stagger from our sleep. We find the strength to get out of bed with a hole in our soul 6 inches deep. Your face is numb and still you wonder why. It's 50 years and a gold plated watch. All you want in life before you die. And the powers that be keep telling me got to act more like themselves. They were wishing they're more like me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I will take these broken pieces and put my life back together. All I wanna do is fly away. Will this, well, it ain't the place we read about in paperbacks. And all the saints are doing time these days. Well, I've been sitting here for way too long, waiting for my fortunes to come to me. And I'm so tired of singing the same damn songs. Won't somebody come and rescue me? The saints are doing time these days. In these days,
I like that song a lot, too.
Thank you.
Is that going to be on your CD, too?
Yes, it is.
It seems like you write about songs that people could identify with. Like, it seems like the song was about you went through a tough time and you just had to find a way to put it together or just make the best of your life. Is that basically...
Right, yeah, we all get into that impasse in life, and my background is I come from a working class family, and I don't have any pretenses when it comes to writing. I just sort of write about what I know, and you know, I think we've all come to that impasse where things just weren't working out right, no matter what you did, and you have two choices. You either go, you know, and say, oh, feel sorry for yourself, and you know, I've done that too before. Right. But at some point, you got to say, okay, that's enough is enough. We've hit the low point. It's not working. Let's try another alternative and see what happens. And you know, taking that risk every once in a while could be the best thing for you.
All right. Seems like you love music a lot. Did you get that from your mother, father, brother, sister?
Actually, I have a very small family. I'm the only child. And I got my musical influences from my parents, who had a huge, huge record collection when I was young. And they were into a lot of rock music and things like that. And I used to sit around, and my dad used to spin records like Led Zeppelin II.
Right.
And the like, and we had a lot of fun listening to it. And so I grew up with music in the household, and just sort of took.
But neither parents played an instrument?
No, neither of my parents played an instrument professionally or amateur. They were more music aficionados,
uh-huh.
And so the bug really took hold of me when I was a young teenager, and it took off from there.
You started taking lessons in
yeah,
high school?
I started actually in junior high. I started around when I was 13, and I was a bass player for a long time.
Right.
And had a lot of fun playing in bands and things like that. And I went to music school for a couple of years, and I really got into classical guitar and composition and things like that. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to have some things I want to say, so I'm going to try my best to write a few songs and see if people like them.
You rather play solo than rather in a band?
Depends on the venue. The solo thing has its advantages in that I can travel light. It's easy to set up and go. And I like the challenge of being, you know, up there by myself sometimes because you have nobody to fall back on. So while it could be a little bit of a tightrope, it's also a lot of fun and rewarding to me. But I also like playing with bands, you know, on occasion too, and I have some very talented musicians that lend their craft to me every once in a while when needed for larger venues, and that's a blast too.
What do you prefer to play? Do you prefer to play coffee houses rather than bars?
I'll play anywhere that would be willing to lend an ear to the music. I seem to gravitate toward coffee houses just because of the solo. Acoustic sort of fits in there a little bit more.
Right.
More expected. But I'm kind of a cross in between because I'm not exactly folk, but I'm not exactly a full rock band either. So I like to think I can fit in either environment if need be.
Folk rock.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you write a song, what comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
Ah, the eternal question. I think it could go either way. For me, being a solo songwriter, it will usually come with an idea, a subject I want to write about. And then I'll work a melody or some chords around it. That's not always how it goes. Sometimes it'll also be, I'll be sitting waiting to go on stage and I'll be playing around with my guitar or something like that, and then say, oh, that sounds pretty good. You know, I'll put it on the back burner. When I get home, I'll put on the tape recorder and record it. And who knows, in a few months it might turn into something.
Okay, what do you do when you have writer's block?
Bang my head against the wall frequently. I by no means am a prolific songwriter, and I don't, you know, some songwriters can just get ideas all day long and just write them down. With me, I don't have that gift, and I think that's what makes me appreciate, you know, when I do get a song that it comes out and I like. When I get writer's block, it's usually there's a reason for it, there's, you know, you have stress in the day things like that. So usually what works for me is I have a glass of wine, I listen to some of my favorite music, and I relax for a little bit and try not to think about the song for a little while. And hopefully, you know, by that time I'm relaxed enough where I can get back into it. And some days it happens, some days it doesn't.
Right. Is I write the poems and short stories, and I did what you did, but I also took a long run or a long walk or a bike ride or played basketball, baseball, something like that. Have you ever tried something like that?
I should. I don't exercise quite as much as I should. I guess I'm a little bohemian in that respect. But you're right. Anything to get your mind off and get the blood flowing too is a good thing. Every once in a while, I'll exercise. You know, I'll do some sit-ups, push-ups, and things like that. Anything to get the blood flowing, you know, sometimes helps stimulate the brain a little bit.
Did you ever create a song, like, say, like in a dream way, like Paul McCartney when he wrote the song Yesterday, where he just woke up from a dream and the dream gave him the melody, and he took a tape recorder and just sang nonsense lyrics in the recorder so we would have the melody, wouldn't forget about it. Do you ever create a song like that?
Actually, funnily enough, part of a song that I created that's going to be on the album called California Queen of Light came about that way.
Right.
It was more of a, I had this this dream, and one of the lyrics is, in the beginning it says, I woke up in the middle of the afternoon with a girl dancing through my mind, and I woke up with this image of somebody I haven't seen in a very long time. It was just sort of almost... I was doing a lot of traveling, a lot of driving out to California, and I sort of crashed at this hotel in the middle of the afternoon, and I woke up, and it looked like this person was sitting there, right there in the room with me, and I shook my head off a little bit, and it was gone, and I thought that was kind of an interesting image, so I wrote that in, and before I know it, that song came about.
So about half the time you get the melody first, and about half the time you get the lyrics first.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it's tough pigeonholing the muse, because you never know when she's going to come. So
do you write poems like other artists, like Paul McCartney writes poems?
I think poetry in and of itself, while it has a great strong relationship to music, poetry has its own a rhythm to it, that really concentrates on the phrasing and the words. In a way, I don't write poetry myself, but it is kind of music is kind of a crutch for that, because I can fit it within. But poets I admire, because you're out there on your own and writing this stuff, and you have no music to fall back on. So the short answer is no, I haven't tried it yet.
Because I write poetry, and I agree with you. When I went up there, I had some music or something to help me, but I hate to tell you this, Chris, but we ran out of time, so I'd like to thank you for doing the interview, and you want to plug your website and your new CD one more time?
Well, thank you. Yes, my website is chrissquire.com. It's C-H-R-I-S-S-Q-U-I-E-R. We do have, actually, MP3 samples of the new album up there right now, so feel free to download and enjoy them, and I encourage you to, if you do like them, I thank you, and spread them around to your friends. I do appreciate that. Hopefully the CD will be out at the end of July. We're target dating that. So.
I'm going to buy it, so good luck in your music
career. Thank you. Good luck with your poetry.
And I hope to see you live sometime.
Absolutely. We'll be around.
Okay. All right. Thanks.